Number one is in verse 10, and I want us to look at these now. The first one is violence. Will you notice it? For thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. And actually, two things were to happen to them. They were to go into captivity. Finally, Babylon was able to take the city and did take them captive. And the second thing, they were to be utterly destroyed so that they would not be a nation. And I think it's quite interesting that you don't hear of the Edomites today, but you hear a great deal of the Israelites. They have become a nation. Now, here is an example of a nation that has attempted to live without God. And the first thing that they are guilty of is violence. For thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. And they were a violent people, a warlike people, and they came in that direction. We have learned the hard way in this country that very little can be settled by war and violence. Never really settles questions at all. Violence is not God's method. You may be sure of that. Now, that is number one. Now, number two, the thing that they did, they joined the enemy. Verse 11, in the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces, and foreigners entered into his gates and cast lots upon Jerusalem, even thou wast as one of them. In other words, you find that they've joined the enemy, and they've gone over to the other side. This is the awful, terrible thing that they were guilty of. Now, the third thing is in verse 12. But thou shouldst not have looked on the day of thy brother, in the day that he became a stranger. Neither shouldst thou have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither shouldst thou have spoken proudly in the day of distress. Now they rejoice over the calamity that has come to Judah. And that is always an action of pride. When you find someone who rejoices over the trouble that some other individual is having, you may be sure that you're speaking to a person who's very proud. And pride is something God says he hates. What a revelation this is. Now, I want to cover all of these and then come back and look at this. Number four in verse 13 is they were not only joined up with the enemy, but they're guilty of looting and plundering and pillaging. After the enemy has taken Israel away, they absolutely move in and loot. Now, will you notice this? Thou shouldst not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou shouldst not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. Now, pride will lead a man to do some terrible things. One of the things is stealing. One of the things is dishonesty in business. Many a man, in order to keep up a front in his business, will resort to dishonest methods. Many a man to win a woman to become his wife will use dishonest methods. Many a man to keep up with the fellows at the club, he will resort to dishonest methods. And today, our society, our contemporary society, is honeycombed with dishonesty, with people trying to keep up with the Joneses. What is the problem? Well, the root problem is pride. And this proud man is trying to live his life apart from God. And when he does that, it leads to this sort of thing. May I say to you, the Bible is still the best book on psychology. It's the best book to get down at the root of the problem that is in the human heart, that which today is destroying our society. And again, will you forgive me for saying this? We have so many little courses in our churches, and the world today puts them on. Today you can go anywhere and take a course in most anything. You can go and spend 2 or 3 weeks, you can learn this, you can learn this psychological approach, actually how to make a forceful speech, how to improve yourself in your job, how to become a better neighbor, how to love your wife more, and how to treat your children better and bring them up. And we have all kinds of little gimmicks given today. Who would ever have thought that in the prophecy of Obadiah that you have the root cause that's at the very basis of our society today that are leading both men and women to commit terrible deeds? Why? Because the root problem is pride. They're trying to live without God today, and attempting to live without God, it leads them into dishonest actions. It leads them to get with the wrong crowd. It'll lead them to do these things that they should not be doing, and that will bring their destruction. In fact, these actions are self-destructive.